Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is pledging to take serious action after a bombing today inside a Shiite mosque in the city of Karachi. At least 15 people were killed in the explosion during evening prayers. The bombing came one day after a senior Sunni cleric was gunned down in Karachi, and it seems to fit a pattern of increased sectarian violence between Shia and Sunnis in Pakistan. Shoaib Hassan is a reporter with the English-language news magazine The Herald in Karachi, and he joins us now. Mr. Hassan, I understand you went to the scene of the bombing at this mosque today. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes, that's correct. The place was a completely chaotic scene. People were gathered inside the compound of the mosque as well as outside. Initial reports at that time said that a blast had taken place inside the building. The crowd was was extremely incensed. About 5 minutes after the blast, two police mobiles came to the area to try to get the people who were injured out, but the crowd turned them back. They fired at one jeep, which fled from the scene, and the other was overturned and burnt. During this time, the people had gathered inside the mosque. They did the rescue, most of the rescue work themselves. Most of the anger was focused on the government and on the United States, which is, there's a theory going around that the United States is responsible for the current Sunni-Shia attacks, and there were chants of death to America. During the 1 hour that we were there, the people were trying to get most of the debris out and find any other people who might be trapped inside the building. Most of the victims are reported to have received 30% to 70% burns, and they have been taken to three different hospitals in Karachi.
You were referring to people chanting death to America. It sounds like there are conspiracy theories there, but is there an understanding among law enforcement about who might be behind the blast?
Well, I talked to some investigators yesterday, and they say that so far they don't have a single lead as to who is responsible for these blasts. There have been some arrests, but the investigators say that there is no hard evidence to connect these people with the recent round of attacks.
The timing of this bombing at the mosque today must be suspicious, though. It's coming just one day after the assassination that we mentioned of the leading Sunni cleric there in Karachi.
After Mufti Nizamuddin Shamsai, who is a very, very respected religious leader in Pakistan, was gunned down, there was always an expectation that there would be some sort of retaliation. And from what I heard from people at the scene, there was not an adequate amount of police personnel present at the site to prevent an attack.
Is there the thinking, though, that this might be a revenge attack in reprisal for the killing of the Sunni cleric yesterday?
Initially, it looks like that because he was a Sunni cleric and this is a Shia mosque. But the people are saying that this is just a conspiracy to start a sectarian feud in Karachi. And so far, all leaders have appealed to the people not to indulge in any direct confrontation with the other sect.
Can you explain what the sectarian dynamic is there in terms of the violence between Shia and Sunnis, if in fact that is what we're seeing here?
Yeah, but this is not, direct violence between Sunni and Shia sects. These are attacks carried out against Sunni and Shia targets. There have been no direct mobs attacking each other and burning each other's houses. There's no mob violence over here. These are systematic and targeted attacks at what are considered soft targets in Pakistan, mosques, high-profile people who do not have adequate protection.
What response do you expect President Musharraf to take? He's talking about serious action that he pledges to take in this case.
Well, there has been talk about the enforcement of martial law, but there haven't been any concrete reports as yet. And I don't believe that most of the political analysts in Karachi don't believe that the president would go so far. But definitely he has to take some strict measures as far as the law enforcement in Karachi is concerned, because this has really been one of the bloodiest months in recent times in Karachi.
Shoaib Hassan is a reporter with the Pakistani news magazine The Herald, speaking with us from Karachi. Mr. Hassan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Asha.